passion for individualism and to just allow my personality out there and hopefully to bring a smile to people's faces. But I have this YouTube channel. It's called The Identity Crisis, and it's a vlog channel. And I think I have about 100 episodes on there. And it's just me being me, having fun, whether it's with my dad or my girlfriend, or it's just me by myself, just, living life and getting into usually pretty hysterical things and just sharing it and capturing it. And I love walking around with the camera. Like, it's the most satisfying thing to have a camera with you walking around in public.
It's a little weird though, don't you find that? Because like today I was doing some lives, and like I think yesterday as well, people were like, talking to themselves. But I think it's normal. People like walk around talking into the screen. It's normal. So don't feel embarrassed. Right. Like, you're just admitting, showing people your life, right?
Exactly. And it's like, it's satisfying when people will walk up. I'll have people walk up and ask me what I'm doing. Because I'm here in Ohio, and I feel like everybody vlogs, but in Ohio, it's like, it's still kind of a new thing, believe it or not. And people walk up to me and ask me what my channel's name is, what am I doing? Can we be on the vlog? So it's really fun for me because, like I said, like, life is now a playground. So I just have these people that want to participate in my new existence, my own world, my own creative world. And yeah, so it's humorous. They're fun videos and just celebrating. Hey, if there's something you want to do, you can do it. I always wanted to have like a reality show. I thought that'd be super cool. And I'm like, I can have one. I just record it and upload it to YouTube. So that's where my passion is. And just exploring what other opportunities are out there for me, now that I've gotten out of my own way and have allowed just my personality to, be revealed. Like, what else is out there? I love making videos. I love, having fun and being humorous and just, fashion and all that. So I think at some point I'll start a apparel brand and tie it into, individualism and just celebrating your who you are as a person and all of that. So that's in the works. That's in the back of my mind.
I got you on that. Don't worry. We'll talk after about
it. I love your hat, man. I don't know if you can see it, but it's cool.
Bro, shout out like a man. I got a little genie.
Yeah, that's right.
I got a bunch of stuff in here, man. I'm cleaning my up. I got a bunch of stuff in here. Okay, so let's get to... So there's two more questions I want to get to.
Yeah.
First is, I want you to answer this question, okay? I'm not going to tell you who it's from. You can go to the previous episodes to find out. Subscribe. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, this is not about me. Let me disappear again. So this is the question. I'm not going to tell you who it's from, but it's from a previous guest, one of the 5 previous ones. So what have you figured out about yourself that's going to help you in your future, like a skill that you're in the process of developing that's going to help you in your future? And how can other people like fulfill that? You've mentioned a bit, like, let's get deeper into it a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then I'll ask you one more question after.
Okay. Well, I think the biggest skill, if we're talking about like a technical skill, now that I've, I feel comfortable around people and, I'm not fearing judgment, is just being present in front of the camera, being present in front of people, in front of a group, to express, my thoughts, views, and opinions, just like we are now. So really just being comfortable in any environment. I think that's a huge skill. Like, it's just, everything just flows from that. When you're comfortable in any environment, life just flows. And that's my answer.
I guess you have to get comfortable with yourself in order to like be comfortable with just being yourself. Okay.
Yeah.
So what question do you have for someone who's 10 years old, 20 years old, 40 years old, 7 years old, that's going to help you in terms of becoming your authentic, like your full, to reach your full potential that other people can actually get like benefit from if they, like for me, like mindfulness, that's one of the key ones, like learn how to be mindful and then you'll basically avoid any psychological suffering. What would you want to learn if you were like 10 years old? What would your younger self, before you were told that like your voice is bad, what would you want someone to have told you or taught you to live a happy, individualized, and like basically prosperous life where you can be yourself?